AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton campaigning in Michigan says the nation needs a new bargain to create better paying jobs, and she criticized Republicans for Thursday night's televised slugfest.
There were so many insults flying back and forth, it was hard to keep track. But the biggest insult of all was to the American people.
Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson says everyone loves him, but no one would vote for him. He's officially dropped out of the race for the White House. Carson says he'll still be involved, trying to push evangelical voters to the polls.
A lot of people in the faith community, they say, God's got it under control, so I just don't really need to do anything.
Donald Trump was heckled in New Orleans, but he heckled right back.
Louisiana, I am very surprised that it takes this long. That's not like you. That's not your reputation.
Trump was in Louisiana trying to rally voters ahead of that state's primary on Saturday, but this event was overshadowed by protesters, many from the group Black Lives Matter. The head of the NAACP in North Carolina is urging people to honor the memory of Akil Dankens by swearing off violence.
We want the system to do what is right. What would be done if this young man was from another part of the community that was wealthy or another part of the community that was more affluent.
Dankens was laid to rest Friday, shot to death by a Raleigh police officer earlier in the week. Police say Dankens had pulled a gun from his waistband and then reached toward the officer's weapon, but friends say that doesn't sound like something he would do. Author Pat Conroy has died. Conroy was best known for works like Prince of Tides, which was turned into a movie with Barbara Streisand and the great Santini. This is AP Radio News. The White House says President Obama has the final say over who he will meet with when he visits Cuba later this month.
The White House says the agenda for the president's trip to Cuba is still being formulated, but will include a meeting with some Cuban dissidents. And Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the White House, not the Cuban government, has final say over the invitations.
The president will meet with whomever he chooses to meet with.
His comments followed reports Secretary of State Kerry canceled a visit to Cuba because of disagreements over which dissidents would get to meet with the president. Earnest said that trip was never finalized and Kerry will travel with the president. He also said there is no expectation right now that the president will meet with Fidel Castro. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Iditarod sled dog race is about to kick off in downtown Anchorage, Alaska. Seven former champs are in the crowded field of mushers for the ceremonial start. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.